Can I welcome all delegations here today? It's a very auspicious day because it's World Happiness Day. And I hope that it's also the day for the solar eclipse. So it's a very auspicious day for our agriculture discussions. As I reported at the Room W meeting on Wednesday, on my consultations since the last General Council on 20th February, I won't repeat that report today because I want really for this meeting to give maximum possible time for delegations to speak and to listen to each other. And the report I did at the Room W will be made available to you in written form. I've provided that to the Secretariat. What I wanted to do was to simply underline a few key points and then move on in the order of business set out in the convening notice for this meeting. And that order of business is proposals by members, domestic support, and market access. And when we get to market access, I will update you on the informal consultation that I held yesterday. And of course, delegations are free to raise any other issues they may wish to. I would just ask you all to try to work in this order as far as possible so that we can have a coherent discussion. So in some cases, I think I would ask you, if you've got composite sort of statements that cover all points, could you break them up so that we can basically deal with some of the points on domestic support and market access in turn. Now, as I said on Wednesday, my consultations in a variety of formats on the work program in agriculture have focused primarily on domestic support and market access pillars, where some of the most difficult issues are. And nonetheless, it's of course been very clear throughout the process that a result in agriculture will need to be balanced across and address all the pillars and the interests of all members, and of course that it's the full membership who will take any decisions on the way forward. So the purpose of these consultations that I've had has been to encourage members to explore these outstanding issues in greater depth so that members can work towards ways of resolving the differences that we've identified in the course of discussions. And if I could just thank delegations involved for their active engagement, which has seen, I think, a number of perspectives and ideas put forward, as well as a clarification of positions. And as I've said in Room W, I remain available to all delegations and groups to discuss aspects of interest to them. I've had the opportunity this week to meet with the G33 and the SVEs to hear their positions and concerns. And as I say, I'm happy to meet with other groups as well. So in line with the order of business for today's meeting, I'd first like to give the floor to any delegation who wishes either to introduce a new submission or speak further to an earlier one that they may have introduced. I'm aware that since our last meeting there have been a number of new submissions that have been tabled. So the floor is open here.